I'm here from the USAP Community School, and we are a two-year A-level school in outside of Goromonzi in Zimbabwe, and we are catering for high-achieving, low-income students, those students who are very motivated, very talented, but don't have the financial resources to access quality education. That's the population of our school.
When was that school established?
We opened our doors last year, January of 2020, but USAP Community School has grown out of the USAP program, which has been going on for 20 years, helping high-achieving, low-income students to access international higher education.
So now, how many students do we have right now, or since you started, how many students?
Yeah, our first cohort that's graduating this year and will be going on to university next year is 45, and our second cohort is slightly smaller because of COVID. We have 24. And we're currently recruiting the third cohort of 45 who will start with us in January of next year.
So tell us exactly how you recruit some of these students.
So we really, we're thankful for this opportunity as another one to get the word out. We really go as far as we can all over Zimbabwe to look for high-achieving students who have leadership potential, have this ethos of giving to their community, have academic talent, but come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Our students tend to come from rural areas, from high-density townships, and from the one refugee camp that is based in Zimbabwe as well.
So how do students pay for their fees?
We are on a sliding scale, need-based financial aid model. So what that means in simple terms is that students do pay some fees that they can afford, usually comparable to what they were paying at their previous school. And then we fundraise for the rest of the costs.
So now looking at the way things are happening, so some students don't even fork out a cent from their pockets?
Yeah, correct.
Tell us a bit about it.
Yep, so we do not turn away any students for financial reasons. We meet the students where they are, and their families contribute what they can afford towards their fees.
So this is a continuation of the United States Achievers Program, Students Achievers.
Correct. Program. Correct. We transformed the program from being a vacation-based access program to a full school, where we have more time to help these students really prepare to thrive at university level and to try to help them basically focus their education on how they can use their education to solve problems in their communities.
So now I believe that you have helped a lot of students, up to about 450. Is that the case? Give us a breakdown of who has been in and out.
So we have students who are all over the world now who are graduates and alumni of the USAP program. Some of them in the United States where you're coming from, some of them here in Zimbabwe, some of them on the faculty of our school, all over the continent. They really are everywhere, and they're making incredible impacts in all kinds of different fields of study.
So now looking at the way the applications are met every year, do you think that people have access to your portal? That is where they can apply. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so we have two ways that people can apply. They can apply on a link online, on a Google form link, but they also can apply still through a paper form. And our paper forms are available at public libraries in Bulawayo, in Mutare, in Gweru, and at our office, at the Education Matters office in Avondale, in Harare. So people can still come and pick up a traditional paper form. The forms are also PDF'd and being WhatsApped, or the forms can be accessed online.
So suppose there's a student in Chiretsi down there in Chikwalakwala, another student, potential student in Binga, there. How do they find out about such programs?
We try to use the networks of Ministry of Education. We try to use schools. We try to use churches and NGOs, all different pathways to get the applications out to students wherever they are. A lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is WhatsApp groups sharing with each other. But we deliberately try to get as wide and far a reach as we can. And our students currently on campus come from all 10 provinces of the country, all different corners of the country as well.
So now applications are open. Tell us a bit about it, because we know there are students waiting to hear this.
Yes. So our application due date is October 8th, Friday, October 8th. So 10 days from now, or 11 days from now, I guess. And we are, the applications consist of essays, short answer questions, and results. We are looking at recruiting both those currently in Form 4 and those who are currently in Lower 6 to join us in next January.
How do they apply?
They can, like I said, pick up an application form again from Turner Memorial Library in Mutare, from Gueru Memorial Library, from the Bulawayo Public Library, or from the Education Matters Office in Harare, or they can look for on our website, usapschool.org, and they can get the application link there as well.
So talk to a student, a potential student who is in Pinga, down there, you know, and who is in Chiretsi, who is in Mutare,
yes.
Someone, talk to them. Tell them.
I would tell you that if you are incredibly motivated and determined and you want to use your education to transform your life and the life of your community, then this is the school for you. Find an application, get in touch with us, Education Matters or USAP Community School. You can find us on all social media. You can, if you don't have that access, get a hold of a paper application and turn it in by October 8. We really want to hear from you, no matter where you come from in this country. If you're motivated and you want to change the country for the better.
Do we have a specific number that can WhatsApp you?
We're looking for 45 new students for January.
So do you have a WhatsApp number? Do you have something like, you know, WhatsApp us on this number?
Yes, we do have a WhatsApp number. Our WhatsApp number is 077-102-1511.
Can I repeat that?
077-102-1511. Yes. And any message on that number, we can respond to.
Your last word, Rebecca?
Education is your key to changing your community, and we would love to see the energy of young Zimbabweans from all over the country join us with that energy. Thank you so much.